皆さんおはようございます。菊池由美のポッドキャスト、今日は2007年10月12日アメリカアリゾナ州のセドナというところに来ています。今私はですね、とっても美しい庭でですね、このセドナの What do you call that mountain? Ayers Rock? No.
Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock. チムニーロックというですね、真っ赤なあのセドナ、アリゾナ独特の山々をね、まあ、神々しい感じですけど眺めながら、スザンナさんのお家にお邪魔しています。でスザンナさんというのはですね、どうして知り合ったかというと、アメリカの平和賞運動を担っているピースアライアンスというグループがあるんですが、そこのアリゾナの、支部長さんをやってるんですね。アリゾナの You are in charge of Northern Arizona?
Northern Arizona.
Okay. 北アリゾナの支部長さんをやってらっしゃる。でそのご縁で知り合いました。で私は今日から実は3日間行われる、セドナで行われているロースピリットフェスティバルといって、もともと生菜食をする人たちのお祭りだったんですけども、それが平和とか環境という方向まで広がって、今回私がお話をするようにということで招待を受けました。でわざわざセドナまでやってきたわけですけれども、 You have such a beautiful house and beautiful place. You're so blessed.
I am. That's for sure.
Please introduce yourself to Japanese audience.じゃあ、ここでスザンヌさんをご紹介したいと思います。This is a mic.
All right. My name is Susanna Holt. I'm from England, but I've lived in America for 22 years, so you could say I'm half American. In fact, I'm just a global member of the world. I don't really feel that I belong anywhere. I'm very concerned about peace in the world. I'm very concerned about events I see everywhere in the world today, as many of us are.And consequently, I became involved with the Department of Peace campaign. I feel very strongly about it.
Yes, yes. スザンヌさんはですね、アメリカに、もともとイギリス生まれなんですが、アメリカに住んで22年、だから半分アメリカ人と言えるかもしれません。でも、どこの国の人というよりは、地球市民というふうに感じています。で、今世界で起こっているいろんなこと、それを見てですね、平和ということに関心を持ち、平和賞運動に関わっていました。So, since last year you became involved.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. And how did you hear about it?
I heard about it through Terry Mansfield.
Uh-huh.
She started the initiative in Arizona. And she's very much a mover and a shaker, I suppose you could say in America. She works ceaselessly in promoting the Department of Peace, and as a result of becoming involved with it, I was very vocal, put my 10 cents worth of thoughts and opinions in, since I'm quite opinionated and always have been, and she felt that I could become involved on a more permanent basis.
Wow. I see. So, アリゾナ州にはですね、テリー・マンスフィールドさんって私彼女よく知ってるんですけども、アリゾナの州のコーディネーターがいらっしゃって、その方がシェイカー&ムーバーって言ったんですけども、まあ、人をこう感動させる、動かせる、そういう人で、彼女に出会ったことによって、この運動に関わったということです。で、スザンナさん自身も自分がすごい強い意見を持っていて、そのことを言ったところ、あなたにはもっと大きな役割があるかもしれないということで、北アリゾナの、代表ということになったようです。So how many of you working in this area?
Well, I'm really the
only one
at the moment.
Yeah.
And
okay.
There are quite a few people who have shown interest in the Department of Peace. But it was only in the spring of this year when I went to Washington with Terry.
When I met you then.
that I became involved. And since then I've been traveling and telling people in Europe and in Africa, South Africa, where my family lives also, about the Department of Peace. So it's early days for me to get things moving here. But gradually, little by little, I speak once a week at the Department of Ecotourism here in Sedona. And people are beginning to know about it.
Wonderful.今はまだ始めたばっかりで、なんですけども、そのきっかけはですね、この春に行われた全米平和賞会議、ワシントンで2月にあったんですね。 Was it February, wasn't it?
Yes,
ワシントンで、私もそこに行って、その時に一回お会いしてるんですよね。ちゃんとお話ししたとかお名前とか覚えてないんですけども、 We met, I know、で、その時以来ですね、彼女はずっとセドナでも立ち上げようということで、今は週に1回お話をしてらっしゃるそうです。 で、たくさんの人が興味を持ち始めているところだそうです。It's very exciting to get involved with the peace issue.
It's very exciting.
And you always wanted to work for global or world peace.
Or always involved in one way or another with humanitarian efforts. With children in Miami, where I lived for some time, I worked as a volunteer at the Children's Home Society. And it was a lot more fun to me than all the glitzy parties, although those were always readily available. When I was in England, I had a very active social life in many ways. I played polo for 14 years. And there were people from all over the world. And it was always exciting for me to talk to people from all different nationalities about their situations and their lives and how we could see a way to forge a better world with more cohesive elements between us. So it's a natural for me.
でスザンヌさんは若い頃からですね、まあ、あのヒューマニタリアン人道的な支援とか子どもの問題とかあるいはあのメンタルホスピタルでも働いてたことがあるんですけれども、まあ、ボランティアをずっとしてきてで本業はですね、彫刻家でいらっしゃるんですね But your real job is a sculptor
Yes, I'm a sculptor
でこのお家もですねまるで彫刻の作品のように美しいんですね I see your house like your work masterpiece It's so beautiful Every corner, every place in your house is very well designed and things you choose to put very beautiful I was so impressed で、ね、お家が本当に綺麗でで私からしてあのスザンヌさんっていうのはね夢を生き、まあ、もっと夢を実現しそれを生きてる人自分にとってモデルになる人だと思ったんですね I thought you were like my role model you know like the way you're living and creating the beautiful environment peaceful environment and service to us today and opening your house to strangers and it's really wonderful what you're doing and thank you
Thank you. Thank you very much, Yumi. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. で、まあ、今日は私と石塚智さんとね、二人で彼女のお部屋、お家に泊まらせてもらってるんですけども、本当にあのお家のあらゆるところが美しくて、置いてある家具とか、そんな飾りとか、本当に全てが平和っていうか、美しくて、静かで平和な雰囲気でそこにいるだけでこう癒されてしまうようなお家なんですねで私自身を今振り返るとうちは今本当に汚くてお掃除もできてなくてで、まあ、言い訳はいっぱいありますけれども、まあ本当にこの半年間ぐらい何もする余裕がないぐらい平和賞地球会議の準備で大変だったんですけどもその結果家の中が荒れてしまってとても平和な雰囲気じゃないんですねでそれはちょっとすごく反省していて帰ったらあの家を片付けることから始めようと思ってます First thing I will do is I clean my house I really have to clean my house I feel so ashamed of you know, I have many excuses since I've been so busy with the summit
of course
so it's been an overwhelming amount of work so I have lots of excuses, but after seeing your house, peace started within yourself and within your home, I think.
I think if you can organize your environment around you, you can be more effective.
Yes.
And it also helps your mind to be more peaceful.
Yes, yes.
Because when things are in a muddle, you're pushing papers everywhere. Yes. And, it's exhausting trying to find things that you keep losing and you move it from here to there. One wastes a lot of time.
Yes.
Chasing things, and I know fall into exactly. that myself. Don't worry. I know exactly what you mean.
What you're talking about.
little by little, I've been organizing. And it was funny because you know I often say that we're like a global family, you know, and every one of us has our characteristics, just like any family. You know, one person is artistic, and one person is good with the money, and one person is good with mending things, and it's typical of a family. And in a global community, we're the same way. And from Germany, they're extremely good at organizing things.
Yes.
So I have a German friend here, and she came around and she looked at my computer and she said, "I don't know how you find your way around."
Oh, really?
So she organized all my files for me,
and it
was wonderful.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
it helps.
Suzanne-san はね、 まあ、家の中、自分の住んでいる環境を整えること、それを美しくすること、整理整頓していくことっていうのが、その平和にも貢献するし、そのご自身の効果っていうんですかね、エフェクティブネス、より効果的になるっていうことにも貢献するとおっしゃるんですね。私は全くその通りだって言って。で、家の中がごちゃごちゃで、紙がいっぱいあって、何がどこにあるかわからないで、そうすると時間も無駄にしちゃうし、頭の中も整理がつかなくて、で、自分自身も混乱してる。その家の中の状態っていうのはまさに自分の心の反映だと思うんですよね。で、私は今とても反省していて、その状態でずっと仕事をしてきたから、周りにも混乱をもたらしたというふうに思ってます。When my environment is in chaos, I think I'm like exporting chaos to the world as well. And I'm really aware of that. And what you said really makes sense to me. And the first thing I will do when I go home is to really tidy up and clean up my house. After seeing such a beautiful place and the human can live such a beautifully and peacefully.You are model, my model. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anytime, Yumi. Mm. You know, one thing that I found was I bought a book on design by Sally Hopen, who's an English designer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in England, I think like Japan, we have a lot of old houses
yes.
with very little space mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. very little space to put anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I discovered in there was that you can build a wall not in the middle of a room, mm-hmm. but a few feet from the existing wall,
mm-hmm.
you can build a second wall. And then behind that wall, you can build shelves and you don't have to put any doors on it.
Uh-huh.
It's all behind that wall. And it creates a dimension in the room.
I see.
But it also puts a lot of things behind there that you don't have to look at or live
uh-huh.
with. And so then you, on the other side of the wall, you uh-huh. can have, say, your bed or with
paintings.
With very simple,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Just the sheets and the pillows and mm-hmm. that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I think the simplicity, and that's what I love actually.
Simplicity,
I love the
simplicity. And Japanese old home is
yes.
also the same. We have like almost no furniture. And
yes.
Our ancestors live very simple life with very few things. Almost like Mother Teresa, I think, you know.
yes.
There are few clothes and few things. That's how our ancestors used to live. And I live in such a house.But I have lots of stuff, you know. So that's also another problem, creating chaos. So that's a good idea. イギリスのデザイナーのね、ちょっとお名前忘れちゃったんですけど、その方が家の中に壁を作って、壁からもう一つの何フィートか離れたところに壁を作って、そこに、見せたくないものを棚を作って全部収納して、で、反対側にはベッドとシーツだけとかね、そういうふうにシンプルに住むっていうのからなんかアイデアを得て、このお家もとってもシンプルなんですね。I see that you had lots of inspiration from that book. Designing
yes,
this
yes,
house.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And she uses a lot of nature. She takes for, you know, for decoration
mm-hmm.
instead of a picture or a bowl of,
mm-hmm.
of something. She takes very simple things from nature, like a stone,
mm-hmm.
for instance,
mm-hmm.
or a coral, piece of coral.
Yeah.
And that's just the one thing. And then she puts the other things away and brings one thing out at a time.
Oh, I see.
So you don't get bored.
Oh, I see.
But instead of having everything, which is a mess and a muddle,
and
you really don't see anything, you take one thing at a time, put everything else behind the wall.
Oh, I see.
So you just see that one thing, and you focus on that, you know, maybe 2 or 3 months,
uh-huh.
and you look and you see how beautiful
uh-huh.
that piece of coral or
uh-huh.
that stone is.
Uh-huh.
And then you say, well, I think I'll now put that away and bring something else
uh-huh,
out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it allows, I think, the mind to have...
Focus.
Focus,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
I see what you mean.
Then that inspiration can come.
It has a lot of... that way of living will have effect on you, and you will be more effective. I can
Absolutely.
See that.
Yeah.
あのね、例えばね、物を飾るときも1個しか飾らないんですって。で、そのデザイナーの方は、例えばあの、サンゴ礁のサンゴとか、岩とかね、そういうものを1個だけ飾って、で、その間は、それ以外のものは全て隠しとくんですね、その壁の裏に。2、3ヶ月経って飽きたらばまた変えて。でもその2、3ヶ月の間はそのことだけにフォーカスをして、その美しさを楽しみ、堪能し、で、そうすると、 それに焦点を当てるということと、それからその美しさをより詳しく見るということとか、ものすごく効果が上がるんですね。で、それは仕事とか生活にも反映されると思うんですね。I will take that idea. I see why my house is so messy now, and thank you for a lot of input because I'd like to improve. I want to improve my effectiveness about my peace work and all the work I do. So you are really showing, I think the reason I came all the way to Sedona is maybe to see your house and to meet you. Maybe this is the reason.
Well, our peace work is so important. It's so important at this point in time. And what I love about this global movement is there are so many people whose hearts are really concerned with peace. And I feel that if we can make contact with people at the grassroots level, the very basic level, we find, as you said yesterday, that nobody wants war. Everybody wants to have their families and their homes and their occupations. And we tend to think of the leaders of our nations as being symptomatic of the people, but they're not necessarily. They're not necessarily the way the people think. They may be the way that they think and the way that they have sold their ideas initially, and they may be very ambitious to be in power. And most people are too busy to really know and understand the facts. And sometimes they end up with leaders that they realize do not reflect how they think, personally.
That's true.
And we get stuck with them, and we don't know how they get the money. Exactly. Most people here are not very happy with the way things are going. They don't feel that it's in their name. So I think that it's very important not to put everybody under the same umbrella. And that applies to Iran, it applies to Syria, it applies to other places in the world that we may think have an evil intent, but the people are beautiful like everywhere else, and those are the ones that we need to reach out to and create a matrix that is so strong that we put down the bully in the playground.
で今世界の平和は本当に大事 で彼女が勇気づけられるのはグラスルートのレベルにね、草の根のレベルに行くと本当にみんなは平和を望んでいるし、家族の安全とかちゃんとお家があって仕事があって教育が受けられてという当たり前のことを誰もが望んでいる。でそのために心を砕いている人が世界中にいるということで、私たちはリーダーを見てね、国が悪いとか敵だとか思うんですけど、リーダーと人々っていうのは決して同じではなくって、例えばこのアメリカを見ても分かるように、今のブッシュ政権に幸せだと感じている人はあまりいないわけですよね。 ですからポイントはですね、その草の根のレベルに降りていって、そことしっかりつながっていくということだと思います。 I cannot agree with you more. So that's what we are doing with the Global Alliance for Ministries and Departments of Peace, and we had the 21 countries to Japan Summit to attendAnd now we have 30 countries working for ministries and department of peace around the world.
30 now,
yeah. It's expanding. Only 21 countries came to Japan. And one of them is South Africa.
South Africa. I'm glad to hear about
yeah,
that.
From
yes.
Your family lives, yeah. So I really hope from grassroots level we can really put the bully down, you said, you know. Yeah. 草の根から働いていけばですね、 いじめっ子をちゃんとこう抑えることができるんじゃないかって。 Nobody wants war, really. Nobody. Only a few who is benefiting and making money from those. There are few, but really few people.
Yes. Whatever we give our attention to grows. And if we give our attention to how things are not working and how we may be in danger, we may lose our way of life, then that fear will manifest and it will become more prevalent.
I see.
If we can give attention to those thoughts and aspirations that...find ways to de-escalate violence, to find means to ameliorate conflict, then then that will grow and that will become prevalent. And it's really a question of disciplining our minds to think more in a higher level of consciousness. And very often when we meditate and have quiet moments in nature, you know, where we still our mind from the chatter that's constantly saying, oh, this may happen, and oh, I may end up living under the bridge, or I may, a bomb may go off in my backyard, whatever it may be that we're afraid of. And just see how beautiful nature is, then we realize that we have a lot to be grateful for.
That's so true. で、あの、私たちがフォーカスするものが成長していくっていうんですね。だから、否定的なものに焦点を当てるとそれが現実になる。怖がってるもの、一番恐れてるものが現実になりやすい。だから逆に、こうなったらいいなとか、あの、そちらをフォーカスする。そうするとそちらが育っていく。例えば、どうやってより平和的なコミュニケーションをする、まあ、非暴力コミュニケーションという方法がありますけれども、その方法を学ぶとか、ミディエーション、調停ですね、の方法を学ぶというのもその一つの方法ですし、あるいは自然の中で瞑想して、なんて私たちは美しいこの地球に住んでるんだろうということにフォーカスを当てると、それが現実になるというように、より美しいもの、平和的なものにフォーカスを当てるといいんじゃないかということです。Thank you very much for your time, and I really hope we have a lot of working, long working and friendship from now on.
Yes, yes. I hope so, Yumi.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
はい、ということで、今日はですね、セドナのこの美しい、What's that rock again?
Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock という。
Yeah, because it looks like a chimney. No smoke at the top.
あの、煙突みたいに見えるね、あの真っ赤な岩が立ってるんですけど、そこの、すぐ近くに立っているスザーヌさんのお家からお届けしました。今日これからロースピリットフェスティバルというところに行って、私もお話をしてきます。ではまたご報告いたします。それでは。